Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Loud of Rain 333. Welcome back to this channel, and thank you so much for coming to hear the things that the Lord has been giving me through words and dreams and messages and warnings. I have three short messages that the Lord has given me concerning the persecution of the saints, the wearing out of the saints, and the making war with the saints that comes in the last days. First, I want to ask all of those of you who have sent me your prayer requests, which I did pass on to the prayer team. If you have received answers to those prayers, please let me know so we can bring forth that testimony of the Lord when he comes and helps us and answers our prayers. I believe that this is a testimony that he has given us that we can share with other people. So please let me know when you see the answers coming forth. I really appreciate it. Thank you. My contact email is down below in the description box. And also, I have this message that I'm about to bring to you, these messages. I have them in my blog, a transcript of them, and they have the corresponding scriptures. Please go check that out. This is where I put all of my YouTube transcriptions, and also usually there's a little bit more sometimes in those blogs that I don't put in my YouTube videos. All right, so over the last few weeks recently, the Lord has given me three short messages about the coming persecutions. And the Lord has also been showing me how this relates to the end times and how it affects us personally. There are many scriptures that talk about how the beast system and the Antichrist, he comes to make war with the saints in the last days by delivering them up to be afflicted and killed. And there are quite a few verses that back this up, like Revelation 13:7 says, it was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. This is talking about the Antichrist, that the Antichrist comes to make war with the saints. And authority was given to him, or the Antichrist, over every tribe, tongue, and nation. And then a corresponding scripture to that is in Daniel 7:21-22, where Daniel saw this. He said, I was watching, and the same horn, which is the little horn, which is the Antichrist, was making war against the saints and prevailing against him until the Ancient of Days came and a judgment was made in favor of the saints, hallelujah, of the Most High. And the time came for the saints to possess the kingdom. We also see in Revelation 12:17 that Satan is, in the last days, he's cast down from heaven and he goes and makes war with the rest of her offspring, the church, that is. So there's quite a few scriptures that talk about this end time persecutions that are coming to the church, to the true church, to make war with the saints. But it's only for, like it says in Daniel 7, it's only for a little while that the Lord allows this to happen. There is another interesting scripture that I want to focus on, and that's about the wearing out of the saints. And you can read about that in Daniel 7:25, where it says, once again, that the Antichrist shall speak great words against the Most High, and he shall wear out the saints. Now, I thought that was an interesting phrase, wear out the saints, and the Lord had me look this up in the Strong's Concordance to see what it actually means. To wear out the saints, the word wear means to wear away, wear out, harass constantly, to afflict, and to oppress. And then the last one was to used in a mental sense. So this word being worn out is something that the enemy comes and does to God's people. But in the last days, it's going to be even more, it's going to increase. And this wearing of the saints isn't necessarily physical, but it is mental. It is spiritual, because the actual word actually means that it's, that this wearing out is being worn out mentally. It's a mental sense of the word. And so right now, I believe that we are seeing this is a form of persecution. When you think of persecution, you always think about it involving being jailed, being brought to court, or being killed. But there are several different kinds of persecution that the enemy brings against the saints of God. And being worn out is one of them. And I'm sure that many of you who are listening to this video can agree with me that we are seeing an increase of the enemy coming against the saints through many different attacks to wear us out so that we will be weakened and won't be able to have the resources that we need to engage in spiritual warfare. That's why he wants to wear us out, so we cannot fight back. However, the Lord has shown me that if we stay in a heightened state of alert, if we know what's going on, then we will be able to recognize it. And if we can identify it, these attacks are coming against us, then we can expose them and deal with them by expelling them from our lives. And this is done through spiritual warfare. So half the battle, brothers and sisters, is identifying this wearing out of the saints that I believe is actually happening now. I believe this Daniel 7 prophecy that in the last days that this Antichrist comes to wear out the saints, I believe that this is the system now that is happening, that there is a wearing out of the saints that's happening now. And there is a key that we have to how we overcome it, and it's found in Revelation 12. You must read, Revelation 12 is a very interesting chapter, and it holds many different keys. It's a mystery that the Lord is unraveling right now during the end times. And it says this in verse 11, and they overcame him, being the Antichrist, or Satan, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. So here is a key how in spiritual warfare we can overcome, be overcomers, and not be worn out. It is through learning how to appropriate the blood of the Lamb and how to say our testimonies. And who our testimony, our main testimony, is what Jesus did on the cross for us. So like I said, half the battle is recognizing how the enemy comes into our lives to wear us out. And then with the power that we've been given, and you can find that power in Luke 10:19, go read Luke 10:19 about how we can trample upon these serpents and these scorpions of wickedness and we can cast them out, that we can become victorious. We can be overcomers. And this is what the Lord is looking for. This is the battle that we are in, brothers and sisters. We can't just sit back and do nothing. The Lord has given us all the tools we need for this battle to become overcomers and gain the victory. Now let me go ahead and read now the three short messages that I received concerning the persecutions that are coming. And these are also about the physical persecutions as well, not just the spiritual and the mental. The first message I heard this. I heard, have I not said that a great testing is coming upon the whole world? Those who will escape have already been tested in the fires of affliction and now walk with me in holiness and purity. For persecution comes and will test my people. Many will turn away from me because of the intent of their hearts that were not pure or steadfast. Their tree of faith was easily pushed over, exposing their shallow root system. And that was the end of that short message. And the Lord led me to Mark 4, 5 through 6 that talks about that the seed falls on shallow soil underlying rock, and when the seed sprouts up quickly, because the soil was shallow, the seed did not take, and it didn't have deep roots, therefore it died. The next message I received was a longer one, and here's what I heard. I heard, persecution comes. Get ready. It is at the door. Do not be surprised, for you have been warned. These refining fires will purify my bride. She will be tested and will be found either innocent or guilty. These are the days of the overcomers or the traitors. Do not be a Judas, but be a Mary who sits at my feet in my presence serving me. It is there that you will find great reward. Know the times that you are in. Do not be deceived, but pray for discernment, for the enemy brings his lies to my servants. Do not listen to his accusatory voice. Do not listen to his condemnations. Instead, take every thought captive for me and my kingdom, and you will then have unlocked a secret to the kingdom. Stay true to your calling, and do not detour off the main narrow path, for I've called each one into a specific mission. Stay focused on your mission. Do not stray from it or go off on a tangent that is not from me. I have specific work for each one of you, so stay focused on that mission. If you do not know what it is, then seek me with all your heart, and then you will be shown. It is then that you will step into my destiny for my kingdom. Do not wait, for your time here is limited. Make the most of it. Do not put off tomorrow what you should be doing today. No more delays. Instead, walk in obedience. Time is ticking away, and it is now accelerated. My creation groans as it waits for the sons of men to be revealed. Take heed to the warnings that have been given and act accordingly with my help and direction. I am there for my own. I will never leave or forsake them, for they are my heart. And that was the end of that message. All right, the last one. While I was praying in the spirit with this last one, I, in the spirit, saw myself standing on what seemed like maybe a tall mountain because I was looking down into the darkness. And what I saw what seemed to be like a city. And though it was dark, I could see small points of light shining through. Now, I have seen this kind of vision, I guess you would say, several times before while praying. This isn't the first time I saw it, but after I saw it, I got this message, and this is what I heard. I heard, these are the cities of the world. The lights represent my people who are shining in the midst of great darkness. Many will prevail, but at a great cost. Many will be persecuted and leave their shell of skin that was granted to them. For death is only a transition into another life, another world. Your spirit is eternal and has no end, for you are a life force that I have created. And that was the end of that short message. All right, brothers and sisters, well, thank you again for coming and listening to the things that the Lord has shown me. Please take these messages that I've received and ask for your own confirmations from the Holy Spirit and seek further revelation.